here's a story from The World.
There's another political debate playing out in France. Lawmakers are discussing a bill that would make it illegal to share pictures or video of a police officer with the intent of harming the officer. Violators would face up to a year in prison and a fine of more than $50,000. This has also sparked a big debate outside of the French parliament. Large crowds protested outside the French National Assembly building in Paris this week. Police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse the demonstrators. Activists say the proposed law could threaten press freedom. Pauline Adès-Mével is editor-in-chief of Reporters Without Borders and joins us from Paris. This debate has not come out of the blue, Pauline. Remind us, if you would, of recent events in France that pitted police against protesters and what the current state of that relationship is.
2019 has been a year with a very high number of incidents involving the police officers and journalists. Remember, there was this yellow jacket movement, some members protesting against social laws from President Macron, and reporters have been covering this movement and have been involved with violence from the yellow jacket people, but also from the police.
So that's a background to this debate in France. If this bill is passed, practically what would it do and how would it be enforced?
If the bill is passed, it will mean that on the ground, journalists will not be able to film the police live. They will have to make sure that they don't film the face. And if something happens, for example, and they are live, they could face some judicial complaint. The problem is also that physically it's very difficult to just film the police acting on the ground, but not their whole body. And it, of course, will have a very strong chilling effect on the rest of the journalists because no one wants to be interrupted, prevented to do the job on the ground, or sued for broadcasting such a picture. But the text as drafted does not concern all photos or videos of police. The police officer must be identifiable in the photo or video, and its dissemination must directly and deliberately seek to harm the police officer. And that's why we are asking some clarification, because we don't know what is meant by seek to harm the police officer. We do consider at Reporters Without Borders that the police officers, especially with the past 5 years in France, have to be protected. But the result of this protection should not be a burden for journalists.
Explain why changes like this embedded in this bill, why do they concern you? How do they threaten press freedom, do you think?
It will not make it possible for journalists to film live in proper condition in the field. They face a risk to be arrested. The debate over this is between journalists and the police. Journalists have the right to film the police on the ground, and they should keep this right. Otherwise, France will be the only country in the EU for having such restriction for journalists.
Why do you think France, of all the countries in Western Europe, has been willing to go this far with this kind of proposal?
Part of the reason given by the Ministry of Interior and the government is also that France police has faced a number of terrorist attacks. But once again, the burden shouldn't be on the journalist's shoulders. It's a different problem.
Supporters of the bill say it would protect police officers and their families. Police unions have pointed out that spouses of officers have previously been assaulted after videos of the officers were posted online. Do you think this law, this proposed law as it stands, would ensure those protections?
Well, the law, if it was less restrictive, could prevent the police officers and their families from being recognized, etc. But the measures should be less restrictive. You cannot prevent journalists from going live or ask them to film part of the body or not the face or put a blur just for the protection of the police.
Pauline, the parliamentary debates are supposed to end tomorrow. What do you think is going to happen? Will the bill pass?
Of course, if it's voted, it has to go to the other chamber of parliament. But there will be a very, very high controversy about the text and probably some other people demonstrating onto the streets.
Pauline Adès-Mével, editor-in-chief of Reporters Without Borders. She's been speaking with us from Paris. Pauline, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
From PRX.